Easter, Week 7, Wednesday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Christ the Lord has promised us the Holy Spirit. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Christ the Lord has promised us the Holy Spirit. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia.
Bright as fire in darkness, sharper than a sword, lives throughout the ages God's eternal word. Father, Son, and Spirit, Trinity of might, compassed in your glory, give the world your light. Love and truth walk in your presence, Lord. Psalm 88. I will sing forever of your love, O Lord. Through all the ages my mouth will proclaim your truth. Of this I am sure, that your love lasts forever, that your truth is firmly established as the heavens. With my chosen one I have made a covenant. I have sworn to David, my servant, I will establish your dynasty forever and set up your throne through all ages. The heavens proclaim your wonders, O Lord. The assembly of your holy ones proclaims your truth. For who in the skies can compare with the Lord, or who is like the Lord among the sons of God? A God to be feared in the council of the holy ones, great and dreadful to all around him. O Lord of hosts, who is your equal? You are mighty, O Lord, and truth is your garment. It is you who rule the sea in its pride. It is you who still the surging of its waves. You crushed the monster Rahab and killed it, scattered your foes with your mighty arm. The heavens are yours, the world is yours. It is you who founded the earth and all it holds. It is you who created the north and the south. Tabor and Hermon shout with joy at your name. Yours is a mighty arm, O Lord. Your hand is strong, your right hand ready. Justice and right are the pillars of your throne. Love and truth walk in your presence. Happy the people who acclaim such a king, who walk, O Lord, in the light of your face, who find their joy every day in your name, who make your justice the source of their bliss. For you, O Lord, are the glory of their strength. By your favour it is that our might is exalted. For our ruler is in the keeping of the Lord, our King in the keeping of the Holy One of Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Love and truth walk in your presence, Lord. The Son of God was born of the house of David when he came into this world. Psalm 88 continued. Of old you spoke in a vision. To your friends, the prophets, you said, I have set the crown on a warrior, I have exalted one chosen from the people. I have found David my servant, and with my holy oil anointed him. My hand shall always be with him, and my arm shall make him strong. The enemy shall never outwit him, nor the evil man oppress him. I will beat down his foes before him, and smite those who hate him. My truth and my love shall be with him. By my name his might shall be exalted. I will stretch out his hand to the sea, and his right hand as far as the river. He will say to me, You are my Father, my God, the rock who saves me, and I will make him my firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth. I will keep my love for him always, with him my covenant shall last. I will establish his dynasty for ever, make his throne endure as the heavens. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Son of God was born of the house of David when he came into this world. Once for all, I have sworn to David my servant, his dynasty shall last for ever. Psalm 88 continued. If his sons forsake my law, and refuse to walk as I decree, and if ever they violate my statutes, refusing to keep my commands, then I will punish their offences with the rod, then I will scourge them on account of their guilt. But I will never take back my love, my truth will never fail. I will never violate my covenant, nor go back on the word I have spoken. Once for all I have sworn by my holiness, I will never lie to David. His dynasty shall last forever. In my sight his throne is like the sun. Like the moon I shall endure forever, a faithful witness in the skies. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Once for all I have sworn to David my servant, his dynasty shall last forever. God raised Christ from the dead, alleluia, so that we would have faith and hope in God, alleluia. A reading from the first letter of St. John, chapter 5. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ has been begotten by God, and whoever loves the Father that begot him loves the child whom he begets. We can be sure that we love God's children if we love God himself and do what he has commanded us. This is what loving God is, keeping his commandments. And his commandments are not difficult, because anyone who has been begotten by God has already overcome the world. This is the victory over the world, our faith. Who can overcome the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus Christ, who came by water and blood, not with water only, but with water and blood, with the Spirit as another witness, since the Spirit is the truth, so that there are three witnesses, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and all three of them agree. We accept the testimony of human witnesses, but God's testimony is much greater, and this is God's testimony given as evidence for his Son. Everyone who believes in the Son of God has this testimony inside him, and anyone who will not believe God is making God out to be a liar because he has not trusted the testimony God has given about his Son. This is the testimony: God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Anyone who has the Son has life. Anyone who does not have the Son does not have life. A responsory from 1 John. Jesus Christ has come by water and by blood, not by water only, but by water and blood. The Spirit is another witness, since the Spirit is the truth. Alleluia. On that day a fountain shall be opened for the line of David and for the inhabitants of Jerusalem to remove all sin and impurity. The Spirit is another witness, since the Spirit is the truth. Alleluia. A reading from the Constitution of the Second Vatican Council on the Church. When the work which the Father has given the Son to do on earth was accomplished, the Holy Spirit was sent on the day of Pentecost that he might forever sanctify the Church. In this way, all believers would have access to the Father through Christ in the one Spirit. He is the Spirit of life, a fountain of water springing up to eternal life. Through him, the Father gives life to men who are dead from sin, till at last he revives in Christ even their mortal bodies. The Spirit dwells in the Church and in the hearts of the faithful as in a temple. In them he prays and witnesses to the fact that they are adopted sons, guiding her into all truth and uniting her in communion and service. He bestows upon her various gifts, both hierarchic and charismatic, and adorns her with the fruits of his grace. By the power of the gospel, he allows the Church to keep the freshness of youth and leads her to perfect union with her spouse. The Spirit and the Bride both say to the Lord Jesus, "Come." Thus, the Church shines forth as a people made one with the unity of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The whole body of the faithful, who have an anointing that comes from the Holy One, cannot err in matters of belief. This characteristic is shown in the supernatural appreciation of the faith of the whole people, when, from the bishops to the last one of the faithful, they manifest a universal consent in matters of faith and morals. By this appreciation of the faith, aroused and sustained by the Spirit of truth, the people of God, guided by the sacred teaching authority and obeying it, receive not the mere word of men, but truly the word of God, the faith once for all delivered to the saints. The people unfailingly adheres to this faith, penetrates it more deeply with right judgment, and applies it more fully in daily life. It is not only through the sacraments and the ministrations of the Church that the Holy Spirit sanctifies the people, leads them, and enriches them with his virtues. Allotting his gifts as he wills, he also distributes special graces among the faithful of every rank. By these gifts, he makes them fit and ready to undertake various tasks and offices for the renewal and building up of the Church. As it is written, "The manifestation of the Spirit is given to everyone with profit." Whether these charisms be very remarkable or more simple and widely diffused, they are to be received with thanksgiving and consolation, since they are fitting and useful for the needs of the Church. A responsory from John 7. On the last day of the festival, Jesus cried aloud, "If a man believes in me, streams of living water shall flow out from his heart." He was speaking of the Spirit which believers in him were to receive later. Alleluia. "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Streams of living water shall flow out from his heart." He was speaking of the Spirit which believers in him were to receive later. Alleluia. Let us pray. God of mercy, you have gathered your Church together by the Holy Spirit. Keep us devoted to your service and united among ourselves. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.